This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. President Joe Biden has for the first time publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a months-long holdup in American military aid. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As they met in Paris.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Secretary General will list Israel and Hamas as violating the rights and protection of children in armed conflict in an annual report to the Security Council. The preface of last year's report says it lists parties engaged in, quote, the killing and maiming of children and in attacks on schools, hospitals, and protected persons in relation to schools and or hospitals. This is VOA News. A workers' union at Samsung Electronics staged its first ever walkout on Friday over demands for better pay. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The National Samsung Electronics Union, whose 28,000 members make up over a fifth of the workforce, took action following the company's decision to increase wages by 5.1% this year. Now the union wants further improvements to bonuses and annual leave, but President Sonwoo Mok said Samsung refuses to recognize the union. This assertiveness among employees comes just as South Korea's tech giant races to catch up with rivals in AI chip manufacturing. Analysts said the walkout, which fell a day after a public holiday, is unlikely to impact semiconductor production or shipments, but it will add pressure on Samsung's attempts to narrow the gap with Taiwan's top chipmaker, TSMC.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has apologized for leaving D-Day commemorations in France early to fly home for an election campaign television interview. Sunak was not alongside leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, for the major memorial event at Omaha Beach in Normandy on Thursday. He had attended an earlier event before returning to the U.K., where he recorded a television interview. The decision has drawn wide political condemnation. Sunak said Friday that, quote, on reflection, it was a mistake. Opposition Labour lawmaker Jonathan Ashworth said the decision showed, quote, dreadful judgment by Sunak. Liberal Democratic leader Ed Davies said it was, quote, a total dereliction of duty. There are no answers a year after a Greek migrant boat disaster. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The disaster on June 14th off southwestern Greece sent shockwaves across Europe and beyond. Around 700 people were estimated to be on board. 104 survived and 82 corpses were recovered. The rest are missing. Survivors say the authorities caused the boat to capsize when they tried to tow it. But authorities say the boat refused assistance. Greece's Coast Guard was monitoring the migrant ship, and though the ship sent out distress signals, took many hours to respond. It was one of the worst recorded boat disasters in the Mediterranean, and it raised questions about the European Union's tactics to stem the flow of migrants from Africa and the Middle East.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The global total volume of fish, shrimp, clams, and other aquatic animals that is harvested from farming has topped the amount fished in the wild from the world's waters for the first time ever. That's according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization on Friday. FAO says in its latest report on fisheries and aquaculture, the global catch and harvest brought in more than 185 million tons of aquatic animals in 2022, the most recent year for which statistics are available. Asia was the source of more than 90% of all aquaculture production of such animals, according to the FAO. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.